Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. On occasion, here at Neighbors of Hope and on Word Made Flesh, we like to take pause for a moment from our usual format of scripture reflection and just spend a few moments with one of our residents and kind of hear how God's been working in that resident's life. And this morning I have with me our Life Change member, Randy. Good morning, Randy. So Randy, why don't we start out typically with how did you land here?
Try not to sound cliche. I want to believe it. I mean, when I first got the Neighbors of Hope, it was, you know, things were happening to me. You know, it wasn't my fault. But really what it was I wasn't doing nothing for myself. I was working. I was getting paid cash every day, no less than $120 a day cash. Still didn't have anything. Was living with a friend. Wasn't taking care of my kids. And then I got thrown out of there, out of that place in the middle of the night because of other things that I was doing. Being sneaky and just being shady. So on my way to work the next day, somebody had given me one of the original LCM bracelets, the ones.
Oh, No Invisible Neighbors?
No Invisible Neighbor. I had that on. I was wearing it. And I looked down. I was like, well, I'll give this place a call. I need somewhere to go. So I came to the Fresh Start program, and I talked to one of the Life Change members. I didn't know nothing about the place. Just knew I needed somewhere to go. And I talked to one of the Life Change members, and he told me about the discipleship program. And I liked it, man. I was like, you know what? This makes more sense than me just, you know, being homeless and continuing to be an addict. You know, it makes so much more sense to be homeless and become something better. So that's how I looked at it. So what it was I was kind of apprehensive to give up my job, so I kind of thought about it for a few days. And you know, I was worried about being, you know, withdrawn, detoxing, and honestly, I came here with the clothes on my back, and that was it. The person I was living with kept all my clothes, all my personal belongings, and I freaked out, you know. But like I said, the same guy talked to me a couple times, and I don't know what it was in my head that clicked. It was like, well, maybe now is the time, you know. And like I said, it sounds cliche, but it is. It was like I've detoxed before off of drugs. I was using heroin and Suboxone, and it was the worst thing ever. It was terrible here, but it wasn't. It was okay. It was like there was people around, you know. There was other people who had gone through it. I wasn't by myself in any sense. And I don't know, man. I've had a lot of time since then. That was going on 4 months ago. I've had a lot of time since then to think about, you know, the real reason I came here. And I thought it was just because I was making people mad, so they kicked me out of their house. And I really want to believe that it's something more than that. It was a calling, because I don't think we have control over those things. I like to say I have control over what kind of cereal I eat, but I have no control over what my landlord does. I have no control over how people perceive me. I can give them somewhat of a glimpse of who I am, but that's what happened, man. People were judging me based on my actions, and I came here to be a ragamuffin.
Well, I'm pleased to know that our bracelets maybe save lives too, just besides spread the word of who we are and what we do. Well, thank you very much for sharing a little bit about putting that in context and how you landed here. Could you share maybe what you've discovered since you've been here on this little blue house on Broad Street?
Yeah, I've never really opened the Bible too much to gain out of it. I always read it as just a story or something to pass time. Honestly, I've been to jail numerous times, and in there you ain't got nothing to do but go to church services in there, get your hair cut, you know. It's all a schedule type thing. And it felt like that at first here, like I had to do that. But then I got to a point to where, you know, the way we're learning it here is it's it is the message. And I always took that and I thought, you know, that doesn't even make sense, because, you know, how could Jesus talk to me if I don't know him? And I thought I had to see somebody and be with him to know him. And, you know, I take that and I kind of put that in context with, I know an awful lot about World War II. And I know, you know, the message, like the good and bad of that too. So I took that in mind, and now I'm reading this book, the Bible, with a hope of, I want to learn what's true, you know. And I'm pretty sure, you know, my whole life, that when I thought of a Christian or someone who went to church, they were good people. And at some point that got messed up in my head to where I thought, well, they were liars. And I don't think that's the truth. I think what it is I didn't want them to tell me I was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and now I know that I was doing things wrong, but it was only because I didn't know. I wasn't shown the Bible. I wasn't given that opportunity. I mean, I knew about Jesus, so I can't plead ignorance completely. It was absolutely a choice that I made, just to kind of take it as a punishment, more or less, than a guidance. And I think the reason I've stuck around so long is because I want to know more about myself. And I'm doing that now. And the thing is I find myself, it's weird, I find myself waiting to get home from Blessings and More or Fishes and Loaves so I can sit down and try to figure out what the chapter we're reading that day means, you know. A lot of the words, man, don't make sense to me. Like, I've heard, like, for instance, the one I just looked up, Illuminated. Mm. I've heard all, like, the pop, Illuminati, all that kind of stuff, so I was like, man, why is this word used? And you know, you get to the definition of things, and it makes it a lot easier for me. And I really do think me finding the definition of some of these words is letting me find the definition of myself at the same time. Because, yeah, Jesus is the one leading me. He absolutely is. He set the pace. I just got to keep up. And I don't want to say I'm a Christian or a follower of Christ. I in my head, I keep telling myself I'm a leader with Christ. If he's leading and I'm supposed to be at his right hand or better than him, I have to lead with him, not behind him. And that keeps me going, you know.
That would definitely keep you going. Yes. Well, how long have you been here now? What, 4 or 5 months?
3.5. It's going just under 4 months.
Okay. Yeah.
Seems like a lot longer, but it's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure does. There's probably long enough, at least, to where you've made some remarks about and comments about some of the transformation that's taken place. Mm-hmm. Has it given you any glimpse into a renewed or transformed future? I mean, we're
absolutely.
You got a ways to go yet, but coming from the life that you shared, as far as your history and some things you're discovering here, you know, 1 + 1, what's that equal for you as you look into the future?
Look at it like this, man. They say don't sweat the small stuff, but the small stuff right now is kind of the things that are giving me a little bit of joy. You know, we do got a routine around here. You know, we cook meals for the guys. We do the dishes. And on Easter, I went and seen my kids. And we're all eating and we're doing some little craft activities and stuff. And I'm sitting there afterwards doing everybody's dishes. And I was laughing, thinking, you just naturally gravitated towards it. So if I could take something that minute, like washing the dishes and bring a smile to my, and it was my daughter's, what are you laughing at? I'm like, you won't even understand. Don't worry about it. And I've done dishes before, but I've never been able to smile and do dishes. If something that small can make me happy in a sense, then the other things can, man. Like, I do know that it's going to be hard. It's going to be work. It's something I don't know. So it's the same butterflies as going for a job interview or starting work for the first time. You get them butterflies, but you got to get to know the people. You got to get to know what to do, and the only way to do that is practice, you know. And I really believe that if I would have taken time and made the decision to do the things I'm doing now based on the message of Christ, that I could have done anything at this point. But that being said, is time is valuable. We don't have infinite time here on earth, which is fine with me. So I'm going to take that and value that time, and I'm going to do everything I can, man. I know just from now, dude, I can still do anything. I have people, people compliment me all the time, telling me I'm doing good, and people coming up to me asking me questions. And in my mind, I'm thinking, well, man, I'm new to this, you know. But just the little bit of time I've been here, I feel like I've learned more about myself than 29 years of life. It's really weird because I have epiphanies every day, like the aha moments. I'll see something or hear something and I'll realize I've never looked at it like that before. It's eye-opening, like metaphorically, figuratively, and literally. Like, you see things completely different. I see things completely different. I don't know. And the people that still have a hard time with it, that's on them. You know what I mean? I'm the one who made the decision to do this. Nobody else.
Right, right.
You know, so.
Well, you mentioned your children. So when you look into your future, I mean, do you see God restoring that relationship? Do you feel more empowered and encouraged to be a better father?
Yeah, I always put, I didn't think it. I thought just because I was using and they were living with me and I was working that I was doing fine. But really what it was I didn't care at all, you know. And I know it's hard to imagine that, but it is. It's like this, you know. If I want to stop playing with my kid to go smoke a cigarette or to go get high, that's not caring. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm doing is doing what I want to do. And now it's like I don't have time to not care. Like I said, time is valuable. And if I want my kids to grow up and I want them to have valuable time with me, I got to put away all that stuff that isn't worth anything. The only thing worth anything in this world is our relationships with each other and how we do that. To me, with my kids next to me, that would be probably like the epitome of a good life.
Yeah, can we only imagine what our lives would be like if God didn't care?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, man. If I can accept that I'm a child of God and that my kids are a child of God and I treat myself right, I can treat my kids the same way, and it goes beyond that, man. My goal in life now is to live and to die as a good person, you know. And that's in my mind what is good is not the same as what somebody else thinks good. But I just want my kids to know that, you know, I love them, you know, and that I know they love me, and that's all that matters, man. Is if love, man.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we got a couple seconds here left on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. Typically in segments such as this, I kind of ask our residents if, you know, is there a word God's laid on your heart today? Do you have a favorite scripture? Just something maybe you can share with our listening audience.
Yeah, this is something I've gone over a couple times, and I'm going to read it first, and then I'm going to read it a different way. The way I relate to it, it's 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, and it's, when I was a child, I talked like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. I look at it like this. Child, that could mean anything. You know, that's just somebody who doesn't know the way, or somebody who's ignorant to the law, or somebody who just doesn't see things correctly. I look at it like this. I could put it in this context, being an addict or being someone who used to use drugs. If I say, when I was an addict, I talked like an addict, I thought like an addict, I reasoned like an addict. When I became a child of God, I put the ways of addiction behind me. And that's how I look at it. And that's how I look at everything now. And this is something that I keep repeating in my head, that I was an addict. If I keep telling myself that I am an addict, it's going to give me reason.
That's good. That's really good. And I didn't even teach you that. Very good. Well, Randy, thank you very much for sharing with our listening audience a little bit of an insight into your life and what God's doing in your life through Neighbors of Hope here. And may God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.